Good day, all. How is everyone holding up? Quite the emotional time, in my opinion. My name is Steph Edsel, and I'm the host of this podcast. Today, I want to talk about problem solving. It's really tough to do this when you have high SUDS. I sometimes get to practice these skills in the most unique ways, and I'm enjoying practicing some sixth-level validation, which is showing equality. I'm a human. I get triggered. I have emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. I am not immune. I have the interpretation that sometimes people may think we as clinicians don't have these things or we dare not show our vulnerabilities. While that may be true for certain therapies and therapists, DBT is unique in that way, that if my client asks a question, more often than not, I'll answer it. So today, I want to talk about when the emotion is justified. Let's take a little field trip back to our emotion regulation module and review check the facts. The first step is to describe the prompting event that triggered the emotion in the first place. All right. The emotion is anger. It's a level 60 out of 100. And are you all ready to hear my prompting event? I walk my dogs daily. It's my mindfulness practice and a way that I accumulate positives. I've been living in my neighborhood since January of 2016, and I feel I have developed an affinity for my community, and we all seem to share many of the same ideals. There's a fellow that drives a Toyota Tundra. It appears to be a lifted truck, and it's maroon. It's a newer truck, in my opinion, so that can't really be determined as fact. What the facts are, there's a human who appears to be male with white hair and a goatee, and he wears glasses. Every weekday at around 7:30 in the morning, he drives down the street at a speed higher than what is posted. I've determined this by noticing other cars and their speed and how he tends to push on the gas pedal as he passes the stop sign in front of my house. Okay, let's see if we can just find the facts in that event. There's a Toyota truck that drives by my house every weekday morning at 7:30, and the driver revs the engine after the stop sign. My interpretation? He's speeding and he doesn't care. He's entitled. He's rude. He will hit a child or someone's pet one day. He's in a hurry, like every day. He can't see the posted speed. He is special, so he doesn't have to follow the rules. Some other perspectives. He doesn't see his driving as a problem. My most likely interpretation is that he is entitled and will hit someone someday. What is so threatening about that? Well, he could hit someone I love. And really, just hitting anything in general is not effective, in my opinion. Other outcomes? He could actually hit something and learn a valuable and painful lesson. Maybe he will move away. He will drive another route. Maybe I can radically accept that he drives in a way that I would not. He could get a ticket in another area that would impact how he drives. A likely non-catastrophic outcome could be he will get stopped for speeding at some point and have to pay a large fine. The catastrophe is this. I see someone or something get hit by his truck and he speeds away unbothered. Literally makes me feel like screaming right now just thinking of him. Ways to cope? Well, I'll have to use some radical acceptance for sure. Some tip, lots of grounding to the present, and my problem-solving skills. Because my emotion fits the facts. A goal of having a peaceful walk with my two little mini dachshunds is blocked by this loud speeding truck. Okay, so it's a 5. Remember that it has to be either a 5 or a 0 when we get to the end of the check the facts skill. I'm also thinking that he disgusts me, and that is also fitting the facts. His way of behaving feels toxic to me, and I've actually noticed that he speeds up now when he has seen my stank face. I make one because I don't like this dude, okay? Ugh. On to the next step. Problem solving. You got it. I described my event already. And I'll just jump to step three on my problem solving sheet. If you're looking at your DBT skills manual, the practice workbook by Marsha Linehan, it's ER, or Emotion Regulation, worksheet 8. And the handout that coincides with the ER worksheet is ER handout 12. A realistic short-term goal that has to happen for me to have made progress will be to enjoy time with my dogs again. Now it's time to brainstorm. All right. I could find where he lives and leave him a strongly worded letter. I could jump up and down and wave my arms and make him stop so I can explain my concerns. I could walk another way, but I still have to exit my house, which is on the road he chooses to take. I could throw a water balloon at his truck when he passes by. I could call the police and see if they could set up a speed monitor in my area. I could just wait to go out after he passes. So going on to the next step, I'm choosing the two best options. I'm choosing number one, I could walk another way, and number two, I can go out a little after 7:30 so I don't even have to see him. Alrighty, with solution one, the pros are as follows. I can still go on my walk and be on time for work. I can enjoy new scenery. The dogs will love a new route. The cons. I may still hear and see him drive by. I will need to time the new route to make sure I can get to work on time. I don't like changing without planning. Moving on to second option, the pros of going out after he passes. I will not have to see or hear him. I can enjoy my walk and I will not want to throw a rage fit. I know exactly how much time I need to get the dogs walked and come home and get ready for work. The cons of solution two, I feel like he wins. I don't give him a piece of my mind. I have to radically accept that someone may get hurt. I just won't be there to see it, which is also a pro. I'm going with option two. I will now break it down into the steps. Step one is to stay distracted until right after 7:35. I will then get myself ready, and since it's cold, I gotta wear some layers and my hat and scarf. Okay, next step. Get the boys ready with their harnesses and leashes. Next step is get my poo-poo bag out and head on out looking both ways. And then the next step is walk the normal route. And my final step is come home feeling successful and happy. I have reached my goal. I no longer have to hear him throttle by my house at top speed. Yes, I'm noticing all my judgments. And I can enjoy my peaceful and mindful walk with my stinkers. The only time this doesn't work is if I have an 8 a.m. appointment. On those days, I choose to go out about a half hour earlier so I can still avoid the truck. So you see, with problem solving, we can change part of the event or situation. I chose to change the time that I would be walking the boys. And lo and behold, it worked. I have had a few walks where I think the dude was late or something because I was caught by surprise. I just used my other DBT skills to help regulate and keep on with my original plan. Because truthfully, he's pretty punctual and predictable. On the days that I have been surprised, I use some opposite action so I don't flip him off and cause a new problem. I sure notice the urge, though. I honestly do want to talk with him and find out why he has this behavior and if he would be willing to change it. I don't know if it's worth my time and effort, because really, he could just say, "Sure, lady," and be flipping me off out of my view, and then he may just keep doing what he does. Isn't being a person such fun? Well, it really can be when we use our skills. This week, practice problem-solving a situation when it fits the facts. It really is possible to build a life worth living, even with pain. Some administrative stuff. My email address has changed. You now can reach me at stephanie@thedbtcenterofutah.com. Stephanie is traditional spelling, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. As for the handouts and worksheets, there are some available on the internet. I did some searching for the folks that maybe can't access a workbook. Here is the link address. hdtps://survivingcpts.com/201-backslash/backslash/survivingcpts://pdf. I have listed the link on the Facebook page, which is the DBT Center of Utah. Thank you for listening and practicing. And as always, I hope you have a most effective week. See you next time on DBT Weekly.